Oh my gosh. Welcome back to Film Posers, four Boricuas ranting, raving, and reviewing cinema. Today, we are officially hosting our third annual Film Poser Awards because three is, in fact, the magic number. Even though we are four and No Way Home was not nominated for anything.
Damn.
Josie. We dropped the ball.
Josie.
Like, I feel bad using that song because people already associate it to No Way Home, but you know, it's our third annual Film Poser Awards, and I'm excited. Just letting you know, the posers have gotten their respective categories, so they know their respective winners. I counted them. So as I was counting, I was like, this is chaotic. This is about to be chaotic. We have ties again. We're bringing back the ties. We have more ties than Macy's.
Oh, period. My God.
JCPenney.
Men's warehouse is literally shaking with the amount of ties we have.
Anyways, it's going to be fun. And yes, thank you for submitting your votes because I actually did move around and decide, like, make critical decisions towards the final winner to some of these categories. So a round of applause for you. Also, the Gaga fans found us.
Literal.
Literal.
Por
fin, the Gaga fans found us. But other than that, yeah, it's gonna be a fun episode. So kicking it off for the third annual FPAs is Anna with the Read Subtitles Award, also known as Best Foreign Language. Just to remind you, the nominees are The Worst Person in the World, Titan, Petite Maman, Perfume de Gardenias, Parallel Mothers, O Madres Paralelas, Isaac Enfrentamiento Mortal.
Woo!
And the winner is, by popular vote, Zach, Enfrentamiento Mortal.
Eso
es.
Zach Enfrentamiento Mortal is also making history today as the first Puerto Rican film to win the Read Subtitles Award at the third annual FPA Awards.
Bueno, Zach Enfrentamiento Mortal is taking home an FPA, and the funny thing is that they probably don't know that they won an award.
And the thing is,
someone needs to let them know. They won an FPA. It's not a real award, pero aún así, miren, look at where you are. Look at where you started.
Put us on the poster. Winner of the FPA award for the Read Subtitles Award.
Yeah,
we should be on the poster.
It was so popular on our Twitter. Everybody was saying, Saca Enfrentamiento Mortal. Y después me imagino que half of the listeners that... The audience that listens to us don't even know what Zach Enfrentamiento Mortal is. I'm sorry.
The Zach Enfrentamiento Mortal train is about to take off.
Imagínate, I haven't seen it, but I mean, do it for the memes. So the next category is the For Ages 10 and Up Award, also known as Best Animated Feature. The nominees are Luca, The Mitchells versus the Machines, Encanto, Vivo, and Flea. And the winner of the For Ages 10 and Up Award is The Mitchells versus the Machines.
Yay!
You did it, my sweet gumdrop child. You did it. Thank you for teaching us that no one's really normal. Normal doesn't exist. Embrace your weirdness. Embrace what makes you different. I wanted to win at the Oscars so bad, but this is why the FPAs have rights. This is why the film posers have rights. We have taste. We know what's what. The next category is We Live in a Society Award, also known as Best Documentary Feature. The nominees are Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go for It, Flea, Introducing Selma Blair, and The Rescue.
Mi gente, we got our first tie here. And the first winner is Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised. Now, the second winner is Flea.
Yay! Honestly, the two best documentaries of 2021. Honestly, yeah. Can't complain. They showed the world what documentary filmmaking is like and what it should be. And next year, it'll be Fire of Love.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. If Fire of Love doesn't win the FPA next year, there's going to be war.
Fuego a mi corazón volcánico.
I guess you could say tempers will erupt.
Oh my God.
Everything will flow.
Oh my God.
We'll be overcome with emotion.
Krakatoa.
Throw back to our review.
Congratulations to Summer of Soul and Flea. You deserve this.
Yes.
Now the next category is the Best Bops Award, also known as Best Original Song. Our nominees are From Encanto, We Don't Talk About Bruno. From Encanto, Surface Pressure. From In the Heights, Home All Summer. From Vivo, One of a Kind. And from King Richard, Be Alive. And the winner of the Best Bops Award is From Encanto. Proving that if you put the song in a category, it will win. We Don't Talk About Bruno. They did it. They did the Bruno ensemble cast of the year.
The Bruno stans came through.
They did. Everyone came through. So thank you for voting. This was definitely like the fan vote. Your replies really did help decide this one. So yeah.
It was not nominated at the Oscars, but at the Film Posters Award. We gave them
five. Because we...
Lynn, you won an FPA. You did it, bestie. Lynn!
Woo! Now he has not a PGOT, but add an F there.
Somewhere. Yeah, somewhere.
And the next category is the HGTV is Quaking Award, also known as Best Production Design. The nominees are The French Dispatch, The Tragedy of Macbeth, Shiva Baby, Dune, and The Green Knight.
And the winner is The Green Knight.
Yes! Justice. Thank you to everyone who voted for The Green Knight. Bless you. Because they have no taste.
But we didn't. And that's what matters.
Exactly. Again, film posters have rights. That's the theme of tonight's episode.
Take a shot every time you hear the phrase, film posters have rights. You may be blacked out, but you
turn this into a drinking game. We know you're going to do it with the Oscars, so do it with the FPAs too. The next category is the What's My Line Again? Also known as Best Original and Best Adapted Screenplays. The nominees are Shiva Baby, The Worst Person in the World, Come On, Come On, Coda, and Passing.
To all our listeners out there, I am pleased to present the winner of What's My Line, but I can't do that because I am presenting winners. That's right. We have a tie. Please remember, your vote does matter. And you all voted for this tie. Our first winner is none other than Shiva Baby.
Yay! I'd like to thank everybody that watched this movie after I made them. Thank you.
This is purely Josie's impact. The reason why Shiva Baby is winning today is all thanks to Josie.
It's an honor.
She made it happen.
Yes.
She did not let her dreams just be dreams. And now...
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Our second winner of the FPA for the What's My Line Again award is none other than... Come on, come on.
Yay! The agenda lives on. The agenda lives on.
I am shocked.
I counted the votes and I saw the tie and I was like, yes, this is how I win. Look at her. Look at her. Look at them thriving.
I actually saw Come On, Come On recently and it is beautiful. It is stunning. It's a beautiful piece of cinema. And if you have not seen it yet, you should. Trust me. It is every bit as good as Josie says it is.
The next category is the Future Elevator Music, also known as Best Original Score. The nominees are Dune, Spencer, The Green Knight, Luca, and The French Dispatch. I hope you like my pretending to be an Oscar announcer voice. Take it away, Gabriela.
And the winner is... Dun, dun. Luca.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes, the agenda!
I am honestly surprised.
The FPAs have rights. I know.
I think Anna is the woman who was too stunned to speak.
I was too stunned to speak on this one.
Listen, I saw this and I was like, esto no puede estar pasando, mi corazón cocoroco. I am happy. I am excited. Thank you for not letting me down. Thank you, Juan, for being part of the Leo Hive Mind. I see you. I appreciate you.
De nada. Siempre.
We vibe.
Siempre. The vibe never stops. Everyone else does.
Congratulations to Luca for your FPA. Now, the next category is the What a Visionary Award, also known as Best Director. The nominees are Lin-Manuel Miranda, Emma Seligman, Chloe Zhao, Julia Ducournau, Denis Villeneuve.
And the winner is... Are we ready for this? Are we ready?
I don't know.
For the third year in a row, the FPAs are pleased to award the What a Visionary Award to a woman. This year, the honor belongs to none other than Julia Ducournau for Titan.
We love to see it. She really did that.
She did that.
She really did that.
She directed that car sex scene. Like, she really did
that's
that.
That's another category.
But I can't.
It took me a minute.
But I can't.
Took you a minute for what, Nantendi?
The What a Visionary. That we said she really did that. And Juan was like, that's another category.
Thank you, Gabriela.
Get out of here.
You're welcome.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Fun fact. Chloe Zhao almost won
She was second place?
Yeah. Would have been a second year in a row. We see you, Chloe. We see you.
But for the third year in a row, we have awarded a woman.
Amen. Doing it better than the Oscars. Woo. Now, the next category is the That's Not From Macy's Award, also known as Best Costume Design. Your nominees are The Green Knight, Cruella, The Tragedy of Macbeth, Serrano, and Eternal.
And the winner is, drumroll please, Cruella.
What?
AKA the one that's probably gonna win the Oscar.
Yeah.
And it also won NFPA, so woo! It's also, fun fact, Eternals was second place.
Nice. Taste.
Taste.
Mi agenda.
Sí.
Estoy sorprendido.
Yo apoyé la agenda.
Yes.
We said, juntos. Se puede.
I saw the costumes in Eternals and I said, that most definitely is not from Macy's.
No, it wasn't. All I had to do was stare at Angelina Jolie and I said, there's my vote. That's all I need to do. Then I saw Richard Madden and then I said, my vote is secured. There is no way I can change it.
My wallpaper is literally Richard Madden, so I had to. But the next category is, well, that looked good. Also known as Best Cinematography. The nominees are The Green Knight, The French Dispatch, The Power of the Wolf, The Power of the Dog.
Muy bien, muy bien.
Come on. Which is what everyone's going to be saying after they hear me say The Power of the Wolf.
Wolf.
The Tragedy of Macbeth. And Zola.
And the winner is Justice has been served. The winner of the That Looked Good Award is The Green Knight. We love to see it. We love to see it.
As it should be.
Yes.
Take a shot because the film posers have rights.
We have rights. And now I want to rewatch The Green Knight.
Shots. The Green Knight supremacy at the FPA. The next category is the Best Wingman Award, also known as Actor in a Supporting Role. Your nominees are Robin De Jesus, Colman Domingo, Troy Kotsur, Tony Leung, Oscar Isaac Hernandez Estrada, and Vincent Lindon.
I think we have to pause the recording. I'm missing something here. I'm missing this piece of clothing. It's called a tie. We have a tie for the best wingman.
Juan, I swear.
We have a tie for best wingman, everybody. So, without further ado, our first winner. This goes to Colman Domingo for
yes!
Zola.
Yes!
Justice!
Justice!
Justicia! Justicia!
Literally the first name I put on the entire ballot for any category was Colman Domingo. Mm-hmm. Not even
Snaps
lying.
For that.
So, we love to see it. And thank you to the people who voted and made this happen as well.
Amen.
Our second winner is Troy Kotsur for Coda.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo!
The agenda lives on. I love how this is a combination of who's gonna win. And also, like, the film poser taste.
Josie, who was third place? I'm curious.
Right?
I'm curious.
Third place. Okay, so I'm going to reveal the way, the mechanics. I'm going to pull back the curtain. So Two posers voted for Coman Domingo. Two posers voted for Troy Kotsur. And the reason there was a tie was because the fan vote was for Robin de Jesus. In terms of Twitter votes, Robin de Jesus got two, Coman Domingo got one, Troy Kotsur got one, Tony Leung got one, and Vincent Linden got one. There was no love for Oscar Isaac, which I'm so surprised.
Anna, people voted for the DILF. They know what's going on.
One person, and it was neither of you. I'm shook. You made me add this man to the nominee.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I think we all added him to our list.
Exactly.
None of you voted for him.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I know exactly what happened. See, here's what happened. So they, Anna and Gabriela, were pleading their case to Twitter as to why Tony Leung should win. And this one person, because, you know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, but you just need that one to listen. And they were. And after Gabriela and Anna pleaded their case, they said, you know what, girls? You have a point. You have a point. And that's how it happened.
Tony, no hard feelings. We love you.
The next category is her 15 minutes of fame, also known as Best Actress in a Supporting Role. The nominees are Olga Meredith, Ariana DeBoss, Ruth Nega, Marley Matlin, and Kirsten Dunst.
And the winner of the FPA is Olga Meredith for In the Heights.
Yay!
Justice!
As it should be. As it should be.
Justice.
And in this moment,
calor, calor, calor.
And in this moment, Gabriela felt infinite because she could finally reclaim that In the Heights beat West Side Story at an award show.
This is my agenda. And done for West Side Story. Bye-bye.
Hey. The next category is the Manly Man Award, also known as Actor in a Leading Role. The nominees are Andrew Garfield, Dev Patel, Nicolas Cage, Peter Dinklage, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
And the winner is... I'm building suspense over here. Nicolas Cage for Pig.
Oh my god!
It's on!
Baby, you did it!
Your agenda.
To all the people that voted and gave this hardworking man a chance where the Oscars didn't, I would like to thank you and give you your flowers. Even though they belong right now to Nicholas, I give you your flowers for making the right decision. This is why your vote matters.
Nicolas Cage really did that. I am very happy. I saw this going down. I saw the votes piling up and I was like, he did that. He's officially back. Not that he went anywhere.
He never went. Everyone else did. But not Anna and I. No, no. We were always there.
He will always be in our hearts.
He is the FPA winner of the Manly Man.
As he should, as he deserves. And, like, we're going to see, like, everything that's coming next in his career is just going to prove that he is the man. Yes. So congratulations, Nicolas Cage, on your FPA. Okay. Final two. Let's get into the She Really Did That Award, a.k.a. Best Actress in a Leading Role. Nominees are Agatha Russell, Renata Ransby, Rachel Sennett, Kristen Stewart, and Lady Gaga.
Before I announce the winner, I would like to note, Josie did count the votes. This is the official winner. I am not proposing my own agenda for this win. This is just the fact of who won because your votes mattered. All right. Let's get this through. Because the winner of the award for She Really Did That is none other than... I need a drum roll.
That was bad.
Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, also known as Lady Gaga for House of Gucci.
Juan, you did it.
I did it. I've redeemed myself from J-Lo.
You have successfully ran a campaign.
I did it. You did that. People let me down for J-Lo and Hustlers, but y'all did not let me down for Lady Gaga. And I thank you. It's at times like this when I think of a wise woman who said a very important phrase that has impacted many of our lives. There could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. But you just need that one. And that for me was Lady Gaga. Thank you. I think you're all too stunned to speak. I understand.
Es que, wow, she really did that.
She really did.
She really did.
We've made it. The final category of the 3rd annual Film Poser Awards. Wow, we can present all of these. We can present all the awards in the categories that we have at the FPAs and still keep it in a nice time crunch. Look at us.
And entertaining.
Wow.
Yes.
Entertaining. No categories cut. It can be done, Oscars. I see you.
Yes.
I see you all the way from over here. So let's go. The final category of the evening or the morning, whenever you're listening to this. Hello. Thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate you. And I'm sure you want to hear what this category's winner is going to be. Well, again, remember how I mentioned chaos and ties. The next category is the Best Poetic Cinema Award, also known as Best Picture. And we have two winners. Which is understandable because 2021 was the year of cinema, even though 2022 is proving to be like the year of cinema on steroids. But we have to admit, it was a good year. Look at these nominees. We had Come On, Come On, Shiva Baby, The Worst Person in the World, Tick, Tick, Boom, and Coda. Such delectable cinema. 5-course meal. I'm the only one that knows who the winners are, so now I'm just realizing why everyone's so quiet.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is the category that shocked me the most because I wasn't expecting this, but I'm gonna go with the most obvious one first, which, yes, the first winner of the evening, because we are recording this at night, for the Best Poetic Cinema Award goes to Shiva Baby, directed by Emma Seligman. You did that. I did that. I made everyone watch this film and look where it went. Look where it got you. You got an FPA. Making your friends watch films you like does work.
When Scream wins this award next year, y'all, I'm ready.
It's definitely getting nominated, I'm sure of it.
I'll make sure of it.
The film posers will support your agenda.
Thank you.
So, I'm sure you want to know who number two is. Wow. The second winner sharing the trophy, the little FPA, with Shiva Baby for the Best Poetic Cinema Award of the 2021 year and the 2022 Film Poser Awards is... Coda, directed by Sean Heder.
Oh my god.
Gabriela, take a bow.
AKA the next best picture winner of the Oscars.
You know, wow.
I was not expecting this.
No.
And this is a lot. This is a lot for the journey that Coda has had. I remember, I was going to talk about this during our Oscars episode, but I remember we watched it at Sundance and we were like, this is the best picture winner.
We did. We saw the premiere of Coda at Sundance.
It just speaks a lot to the film and how far it's come, because a lot of people, they were like, brushed it off. And it's true, because the hype did die down around Coda until it came out, and then it died down again, and then up until like December and January started picking up again, as it deserves, because it's a film that people aren't going to forget this film. And I'm just happy it got an FPA. Look at that. We did that.
Yes.
This was actually also possible thanks to everyone that voted for it and on Twitter. So a round of applause to you. That also speaks a lot to how much people love this film. So I'm happy.
And Shiva,
you can watch
Baby.
Shiva. Yeah, you can watch Shiva Baby and suffer emotionally, and then you can watch Coda and get a pick me up.
Yes.
I don't know. I cried more in Coda than in Shiva Baby, so I think I just went through it emotionally.
Oh yeah. Coda. It's I cry every time.
You did that. The third Film Poser Awards. Any last words before we sign off?
Yes, I have one, Josie. What was the note that you wanted to say?
Ah, verdad. So before we started recording, I wrote something down because I realized something.
What is it?
That upset me. The worst person in the world didn't get anything.
I know. I am so sad. Which is why when Come On won Best Original Script, I was like, motherfuckers.
It was gonna win Best Actress. But the Gaga fans.
Juan, this is your fault. Juan, it was you.
Renata,
you know what?
Almost won Best Actress. She almost won. She really did that. We could have had at least one award.
We could have had it all. Juan, how could you?
Because all I had to do was say, Father, Son, and House of Gucci.
I mean,
get out of my house.
Get I'm out. Juan, you are out. You are kicked out.
But yeah, the worst person in the world didn't win anything, which makes me very sad. Because it's actually one of the best films of 2021. But I mean, it got a lot of nominations. So that says something. I hope it gets at least like Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars.
Manifesting.
I feel like that's wishful thinking. But yeah.
I think we can all agree that the journey we've been across throughout these FPAs just shows that the worst person in the world is truly not only who you become when you turn 30. But also in realizing that sometimes your vote does matter. And if you did not vote, this is on you. But I'm happy with the win, for she really did that. So, we're good. Thank you all for voting. To the Gaga Nation, we see you, we hear you, and we hope you enjoy the Chromatica Ball.
Any last words, Anna, Gabriela?
Look at us, how far we've come.
Yes.
Look at where you are.
Look at where you started.
Look at that. We even included a musical number and still ended on time.
Yes. And we presented all the categories and we had a lot of fun and we recognized all the hard work and talent that goes behind making films. And we're just we are just baby. We are baby.
We don't have commercial breaks. We have shade sections.
But you know what else we have? And Anna, I think you can agree with me. The first Puerto Rican film to win the Reed Subtitles Award. Zach, Enfrentamiento Mortal. Y'all did that.
Zach, Enfrentamiento Mortal. It was the first award of the evening and the last shout out of the evening. Adiós, mi gente. Nos fuimos. that's all for today's episode. Thank you for attending the 3rd annual Film Poser Awards. We'd like to thank you for listening and to give a shout out to all the kind people sending love our way and to all the wonderful people that voted for each category. If you'd like to keep up with us, make sure to follow us at Film Posers on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Where can they find you, posers?
You can find me on Twitter at Gabby_Burgos27 and on Letterboxd at Gabby Cristina.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Anna_Sofia53 and on Letterboxd as Anna_Sofia.
You can find me on Twitter and on Letterboxd at Leading Mohicans.
And you can find me at The Josie Marie on Twitter and Letterboxd. Again, thank you for listening. And remember, we're all film posers. Bye.
Bye. Bye.